Welcome to the teaching ministry of the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We know you'll be blessed as Pastor Jim Cobray ministers the Word of God.
Tonight I want to share with you a little message that God gave me called Spending Time at His Feet. A lot of times we spend a lot of time everywhere. You know, we even just talked about spending time at a movie. We talked about spending time, you know, with our kids, our family. Spending time with Jesus at His feet is a very special place. It only happens with those that are humble at heart. And I use the word humble oftentimes, and I describe it as dependency. Debbie and I have been talking, you know, that humility is not just something called low life, someone who's a low life individual who doesn't want to make anything of himself, doesn't want to have anything. The one who denies himself of everything because he thinks of himself as not worthy to have anything. I don't think that's humility. I think that's stupidity. But I think there is a place of humility where we get to the place of dependency. And that place of dependency means that we are depending on God. And until you depend on God for everything, for your home and your family, your children, finances, dreams, vision, destiny, until you can get to the place where you're depending on God to be your breath, I don't know that we'll ever be that humble person God's looking for that wants to bless. And so spending time at His feet is a humble position. What I did is I looked through the New Testament and found all the places where people spent time on their knees or at the feet of Jesus, and how Jesus, when they were in that humble position, Jesus answered their prayers and blessed them in many areas of our life. And I think oftentimes we forget about that. Before I show you that, I just want to take you to a verse that we used within the last week or so in James, the fourth chapter. In James, the fourth chapter, verse number 6, let's pop it up on the overhead. Those of you that your Bibles, get ready to circle some things. Remember what we talked about? God gives more grace. That grace being God's sovereign divine ability to get the job done on our behalf when we can't do it. God's ability getting in there when we can't do it ourselves. We've tried, we're in there, we're working at it, we put in our part, human part, and God puts in the super, and we have a supernatural experience called grace. And God gives more grace. Therefore, He says, God resists the proud. The proud are people who are into themselves, talking about themselves. Life is about them. Life is about being seen, recognized, approved, and accepted by man. They're more important in themselves than anybody else. He says God resists somebody who is selfish-minded like that. He says He gives grace, His ability, to the humble. The humble is somebody who comes along and is very dependent on God. Dependent on God to bring whatever is necessary for him to exist or her to exist, to accomplish anything, to get something done. A dependent person, not a low-life person, a dependent person. Verse number 10 of James, the fourth chapter, also says something fascinating. Pop it up, and let's take a look. It says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. In other words, bring yourself to a place of dependency on God, and He'll lift you up. It's kind of a fascinating verse, but you know, then it's really a scary verse. It's kind of like a catch-22 verse, because if you're doing it just to get lifted up, then you find yourself back in being proud. Self-centered. So it's kind of a real tricky little area and a fine step. But I thought in order for us to learn something tonight, it might be kind of fun to look at the characteristics of being humble. Being, if you will, a person who is dependent. What in the world does it look like? You know, I find that if I know what something looks like, then I know what to look for. If I don't know what it looks like, then I don't know quite what to look for. And if I'm looking for humility inside of me, and if I'm looking for dependency inside of me, why? Because God makes it very clear that He'll lift you up if you're a humble person. God makes it very clear that He'll do something wonderful in your life. In fact, He'll give you more of His ability if you're a humble person. But if I just think of being dependent and I don't see the characteristics of dependency, then I find myself not knowing what it looks like. I can't follow it. Is anybody following me? I want to know what this humility looks like. I want to know, if you will, what this dependency looks like. What's it act like? What's it do? So that I can do what it wants me to do. What for? So that I can get to the place where God gives me His grace, even in greater measure, to accomplish the things that I need to have in my life. And the same thing ought to be for you. Not just somebody coming along saying, you know, you need to be more humble so that God can lift you up or God can give you more grace. But someone comes along and says, look, here's what humility looks like. Here's what it acts like. And it's at always you'll find, if you will, at the feet of Jesus. So what humility looks like is very important to all of us. I got five little quick things that God gave me today to look at. Number one, humility looks like this. It's grateful. And in its dependency, in its humility, it's grateful for what God has done and what God is doing. We find ourselves oftentimes as a people who forget all the time who God is and what He's done. We forget about how He rescued us and how He came. We forget about His love for us that, you know, we were in a place at one time when we were really unlovable. And yet He went to the cross and died for us anyway. We forget about the depth of His expressions towards us, the redemptive power on us, the blessings that He wants to take us to and where He wants us to be. We forget that He calls us King's kids. And we forget because we're not a grateful people. Grateful for me is someone who is appreciative. I appreciate everything that God allows me, the privilege of investing in my life, my eyes, my being able to see the day, the rain outside, as hard as it may be, and I'm stuck in it. I was jogging this morning, and I was about 2 miles away from the house when it started to pour. I said, Lord, you're going to have to hold off this rain because I can't run faster than this rain. And this old man just started to jog a little faster. Thank God it was downhill all the way home. And I didn't beat the rain, but oh, I was grateful. Grateful because, listen to this, I got to jog. Grateful that the rain fell on us. Grateful I wasn't breathing dust like we do all summer long. You know, just little things to stop during the life and see how grateful you and I are. God looks for that in an activity of gratefulness and activity of dependency and humility. I look at the scripture and I find in Luke, in fact, we're going to just find Luke in your Bible because we're going to go there a few times tonight before we go to Matthew. In Luke, let's take a look at Luke, the 8th chapter. Listen to this as we take a look at the 8th chapter of Luke. Here we find in the 8th chapter, something's taking place that's fascinating. Jesus has just cast out demons. And He's casted out the demons in this person and sent them in the swines. Remember that? And the pigs, and they ran over the side. And the people heard about it, and they're coming out to check out Jesus. And when they come to check out Jesus, they find something, and it's recorded in Scripture. Why? So that you and I can look at the Scripture and see some importance in the Scripture on how you and I should be. Because here we find that the one who had the demons cast out was in a position of really showing His gratefulness. Notice this in verse number 35. And when they went out to see what had happened, they came to Jesus and found the man in whom the demons had departed. What was he doing? Sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed in the right mind. And they were afraid. The Bible says that man wanted to travel with Jesus from that point on. You see, Jesus came and He delivered each and every one of us. We need to be at the feet of Jesus with a grateful heart, not wanting to leave Him, not taking that time. But listen to this, God doesn't owe us anything. We owe Him everything. He's already given us everything, so He doesn't owe us anymore. Listen, we owe Him everything, and we need to be a grateful people. And when He brings a deliverance to us, we don't need to forget. We need to remember, number one. And humility, our dependency, looks like someone who's very grateful sitting at the feet of Jesus. Number two, what humility looks like. It recognizes being messed up. It's kind of a funny little statement, kind of a weird little statement, but we need help because we were messed up. Recognize that we were out of sync with God and recognize that we were failures. You know, some people come along and they don't realize how deep their salvation is. They come along and think it's just, well, it's the American way. It's just the way it is. No big deal. But man, when you know you are really messed up, I don't care how educated you were. I don't care how nice you were. I don't care if you were on the right track to financial success and business. Doesn't matter at all. You know, what does it gain a man if he gains the whole world and then dies and goes to hell? We were all messed up before Jesus came. We must never forget that. And we find again another person at the feet of Jesus showing humility and showing, if you will, dependency. While you're there in Luke in the 8th chapter, go back to the 7th chapter with me and let's check it out ourselves together. Here it is in verse number 37. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner. Notice the words. She was a sinner. I don't know what kind of a woman she was, but it was obvious she was a sinner. Was she a harlot? Was she a prostitute? Was she a bad, evil woman of some kind? She was a sinner. When she knew that Jesus sat at the table of the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil, and listen to this, and stood at his feet behind him weeping. Can you imagine humbling yourself to the place where they're not only so grateful, but here they recognize how deep their sin was and how they were on the track to absolute failure. They stood behind him weeping, and she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair and her head and kissed his feet and anointed him with fragrant oil. My goodness, guys, is that not a position of humility? Is that not a position of dependency? Is that not a position of recognition? Boy, our lives were messed up before God came. I want you to know something. If you're a new Christian, it's just the beginning. There are great things ahead of you. God's going to plant inside of you and not only a new heart, He's going to plant inside of you a new mind. You get the mind of Christ. There's a head, there's a future, there's a destiny, there's a purpose. Yes, we were losers, but now we're victorious. We were down and out, but man, now we need to fall at the feet of Jesus. I don't think you ought to do it just once or twice. I think every day you ought to be grateful. I think every day you ought to fall somehow, symbolically, even with your heart, wash the feet of Jesus, telling him how great he is and pouring a fragrant oil on him. That's your prayers, telling him how great he is because he has literally done something. He has redeemed us from all of the mess that we were in. Isn't that good news? Which brings us to number three, and we're talking about what humility looks like. It seeks truth. Humility will always be at the feet of Jesus looking for truth. Where do you go to find truth? Do you go to your house and watch television? Do you go to the stupid theaters and listen to what Hollywood has to say? Where do you go to find truth? Truth is found in one place. It's the creator of the heavens and the earth. The one who speaks and planets and solar systems exist. It's in God's word. And you will find that the difference between some people is they want to do things, but they don't want to spend time at the feet of Jesus learning. And humility is a place of learning. In humility and dependency, you learn and you are dependent on God's truth. If you don't know God's truth, you'll never do God's truth. But when you get God's truth, it'll set you free in every area of your life. Come on, somebody, you know I'm talking the truth. Notice this, if I may take you there. Go back with me to Luke, and this time the 10th chapter, and let's take a look. Just go forward in your Bible. The 10th chapter in verse number 39, speaking of Mary and Martha. Both sisters, but both very different. One wanted to do the service. One wanted to sit at the feet of Jesus seeking the truth. Which one will you be? Just the one that does the service? Or will you be the one who sits at the feet of Jesus, that humble, dependent position? Watch this, verse number 39. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his words. Wow, that's the way I want to be. I want to sit at Jesus' feet and hear his words. Can I tell you something? Guys, there's no better place to sit than at the feet of Jesus. Because at the feet of Jesus is humility. At the feet of Jesus is dependency. At the feet of Jesus is a time of understanding His greatness, recognizing where we came from, what a mess we were, but He has delivered us. Understanding, and I love this, that we are people that are grateful because of His redemptive power and made us and brought us into His family. We're no longer alone, but we've got Jesus now. We're no longer without a future, but we now have a destiny. We're no longer a people without a purpose. We have a purpose now. And guess what? We can sit at His feet and find out everything that you need to. I want to be a dependent person. I want to be a humble person. And I want to be someone who sits at the feet of Jesus and hears the Word of God. Here's number four. I think you'll like it. We're talking about a wonderful subject on what humility or dependency looks like. Number four, it sees the real source of life. Guys, we look everywhere for the source of life. We think it's in our job. We think it's in our education. We think it's because we're some form of harmony in our culture or society. We're looking all the time for the economics or politicians to solve the problems of their existence. The real source of life is someone who recognizes that they are a humble, dependent person on Jesus Christ. We are all messed up, number three, and we are a people, number two, and we are a people, number three, who are seeking the truth. And we are people who are grateful all the time. But I want you to know something. I love this. The real source of life for a messed up person, someone who is gratefully redeemed, His name is Jesus. You have always got to go to Jesus for the answers. Where there's a question, there's always an answer. But the right answer is what you want. And that comes from number three, truth. And His name is what? Jesus. My goodness, it's good to see. Look at the feet of Jesus and you'll see somebody. I like this. In Matthew, the 15th chapter, go with me to the book of Matthew. In Matthew, the 15th chapter, verse number 30 says these words. Matthew 15, verse 30 says, "And then a great multitude came to Him." Notice the capital Him, the capital H on the word Him. That's Jesus. "Having with them the lame, the blind, the mute, the maimed, and many others. And they laid them down at Jesus' feet." And listen, at the feet of Jesus, there's not only truth. Listen to this. The feet of Jesus, there's healing for everybody. And He says these words. He says, "And He healed them." My goodness, guys, this is not in the Bible for no reason. This shows a humble, dependent heart. This shows a people that couldn't do anything else. All of their problems, as deep as they were, as real as they were, there's one problem there's an answer to, and His answer is Jesus. And guess what? I've got to tell you something. When you go for this, you realize that the real source of everybody's problem is Jesus. No matter how messed up we are, no matter how blind or mute or maimed we are, or many other, at the feet of Jesus, there's healing. A humble person, a dependent person, is someone who looks at Jesus and sees that He is the source of life. So where are we tonight? Where are you tonight? We are a people that are seeking the source of life. You haven't come to hear from a preacher. You haven't come to clap your hands at worship and praise. You've come to get on your knees and seek the source of life. And His name is Jesus. And some of your marriages are maimed and messed up. Some of you are blind. You can't see how to get out of situations and problems. Some of you can't hear the answers that God has for you. But I'm here to tell you, some of you are just simply messed up like before. They didn't know what to do with them. They brought them to the source of life. And you and I need to be a humble people that bring our situations to the source of life. You know who that is? His name is what? Jesus. My goodness, that's humble. And that's wonderful. Last one for tonight. I love this. We're talking about what humility, dependency looks like. It knows who is worthy of worship. Dependency and humility knows who is worthy of worship. You know, we worship a lot of stuff. We worship politicians. We worship the television. We worship movies. We worship heroes. We're always looking for somebody to lift up and be a hero. The Republican Party is looking for a hero. They can't find one. Democratic Party has a hero. My goodness, we're always looking for some hero. But I want you to know something. The one that's worthy of your worship, the one that's worthy of my worship, His name is Jesus, the only begotten Son of God. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And at that name, Jesus, every knee will bow. Oh, thank God. Thank God He's the one that's worthy of worship. I love what John writes in the book of Revelation. Let's just pop it up on the overhead. Chapter number 1, verse number 17 says it like this. And when I had saw him, notice the capital H in the word him, I fell at his feet as dead. Man, I tell you what, he's at the feet of Jesus. You and I are going to see him. I hope you and I just realize this is a position of humility. It's a position of dependency. He is our Lord and Savior. But he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, do not be afraid. I am the first and I am the last. Thank God we know who to worship. That's what humility does. So tonight, I always say, real humility is dependency. But dependency looks like this. It's grateful. It knows when it's, number two, messed up. It knows what to seek, which is truth. Dependency knows the real source of life. And number five, dependency is worthy of real worship. Tonight, I don't know about you, but I want to build inside of me a humble, dependent heart. I want to spend this year, 2010, more time at the feet of Jesus. I'm already in his head, and I'm already housed in his heart. But I want to take myself and put myself at his feet. Because it's at his feet that people get answers to life and prayers. Tonight, will you commit with me to get down on his feet, at his feet? The rest of the year, let's humble our hearts before the Lord. Yes, you are a child of God. Yes, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. But don't get all haughty about that. Yes, you are the inheritance of Christ. And you will be heirs, joint heirs with him. But don't get all big about that. Let's recognize without him, he is our breath. He is our everything. I thank you, God. I don't know how to make it work. I'm too messed up to figure it out. But I bring this to you because you're the one. You're the source of life. Come on, give the Lord, will you, a great big praise. Isn't God good?
We want to thank you for listening to Pastor Jim Cobray. If you've enjoyed this message and would like to know more about The Rock Church and other resources, please log on to www.rockchurch.com.